relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer, while evils are sufferable, than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. My friends, I'm back. And on my trip back, I had occasion, because of a request that was made to me, to reread the Declaration of Independence that you just heard a fragment of. And it just reaffirmed for me how incredible a document it is, and how it has made us the greatest nation on God's earth. And I want to share that passage with you to explain why the people of a communist dictatorship who are screaming libertad, libertad on the streets of Havana are waving our flag. My friends, we have a lot to be proud of, not just because of what's happening in Cuba, but because of what we need to do in this country. And I'm so excited. We switched on the phone lines and the team is back. From Leo to Don to Brent to Judy. I can't wait to talk to you. But with your leave, with your indulgence, if I may, I'm going to go to somebody who has taken umbrage at my first guest since my return. So we're going to go to Cleveland, from the state where J.D. Vance is running, and it's MJ. Line 4, welcome, MJ.
Hey, Dr. Gorka, you're awesome. I love listening to you.
Thank you.
Anyway, to get down to the point, there's a lot of concern about J.D. Vance. It's one of those, fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice. I'm sorry, it's the other way around. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I know. So what's the problem with JD? How many times has he tricked you, MJ?
Anyway, it's not that he tricked me, but he's been against our awesome president, Donald Trump, and now he's, like, coming forward and saying what he's a supporter of his all of a sudden.
No. Hang on. Did you listen to the last hour, MJ?
Hold on, MJ.
My turn now. Did you listen to the last hour?
Go ahead.
Did you listen to the last hour?
Yes, I listened to all of it.
Where did he say all of a sudden? Where did he say suddenly he changed? Did you hear that in the last hour? Because I didn't.
No, he didn't say he's changed in the last 2 months. It's pouring rain, and I'm trying to, like, avoid the rain. But he said he changed in the last
Number one, MJ, that's incorrect. So if you look at what he's written over the last year, it has nothing to do with the last 2 months. It has to do with the last 2 years, really. And secondly, let me ask you honestly, hand on heart, MJ, have you never made a mistake in your life, MJ?
Sir, I am, like, 55 years old. I made a million mistakes.
So? Is he not allowed to make a political mistake and change his mind? Is that illegal? Is that not permitted in America to change your mind about politics?
Well, it just feels like it's, like, awfully recent, you know?
MJ, I'm not going to litigate this because we've got a completely full call board. I would say the following to you. I followed him very closely. I read his book when I was in the White House almost 5 years ago. I would suggest to you there's nothing sudden about what J.D. Vance has done. And if you trust my judgment, I would suggest to you, you read everything he has published in at least the last 6 months and then call us back, because there's nothing sudden about what he has done. And he enjoys my full support. And hopefully that should make a difference to you. Thank you for calling, MJ. Thank you for your kind comments. Let's go down the line. Number one, it's Leonardo. Welcome, Leo.
You're back. The happy warrior.
I am. I'm really happy to be back, Leo.
Right on the battlefront. I hope you got a little R&R there. The next congressman, obviously, in Ohio has got to be J.D. Vance, unless the people in Ohio want to have a fascist governor like the one we're kicking out in New Jersey. We got this Republican coming up, Jack Cittarelli.
Yes.
And you know what? I just listened to the lady, and Jack Cittarelli made the same mistake back in 2015 and 16, you know, saying things that are obviously wrong about our greatest president, Donald Trump. And he, you know, now he has to keep his mouth shut about the things that he said back in 2016. And, you know, hopefully we're going to get him in there, because the choice is to have this lunatic Filippo Merfolini in for another 4 years.
Leo, how did you find J.D.? What did you think of the last hour?
No, I've been following him with Charlie Kirk, and I just would say to the lady, you know, thank God that I'm born Roman Catholic. You can tell because I have my huge Roman nose all over my face. So I believe in confession and forgiveness.
Yes.
And everybody can make a mistake. Hey, listen, I know his story, so if I came from that background and I looked at a billionaire named Donald Trump, I might make a mistake about who he was. But I already told you my story. My family did business back in the casino days. You know, like, I know Donald Trump enough to know that he's a beautiful populist. And when I was talking to Boris last week on your show, the president made, you know, the lawsuit. And what he's a populist president. You know I'm an attorney, so what better way than have the class action suit, right? And I was suggesting to Boris, let's get the teachers and the aggrieved parents who have to pay for the private schools and the children who have suffered child abuse. Let's put a class action. This is a populist movement. That action, the class action tool that's in the toolbox of the lawyers in this country, is an effective tool to get lots of people patriotic money so they can afford to talk about
that news while I'm away, that big news from the president about his action against the Silicon Valley. And Leo, God bless you. But who allowed my listeners to call in to my guest hosts? Is that allowed? Let's go from Leo to Don, line two in L.A. Don, welcome.
Dr. G, welcome back. It's great to hear your rolling thunder voice from the Voice of America.
It's good to be back. What brings you to our shores today, Don?
Well, you know, I was inspired by listening to Mr. Vance because I was going to talk about something else, but your conversation on the CRT and the military really struck a nerve. Because, you know, Dr. G, we're so concerned, and rightly so, that communist Chinese sent the coronavirus to us, but there's a much deadlier virus that they've instilled into our country a long time ago, and that's cultural Marxism.
Yes.
And critical theory. You know, it's, you know, as you've eloquently said before, it's rooted in Russia and China and Mr. Gramsci in a fascist dungeon in Italy. They should have just killed him. And that's a disease that's still ongoing, and we need to vaccinate ourselves against that. You know, that's what needs to be exposed and shown to the light of day. Because
yeah, let's look at the last 14 months. 6 million people killed by the Chinese coronavirus. How many people killed by the virus that is Marxism? Over 100 million at the hands of communists across the nation. You're absolutely right. The real virus that is deadly for the future of America is cultural Marxism, and we've got to fight it, and that's why we are here every single day to push back. Brent, Ray, Judy, don't go anywhere. We're going to talk to Jenna Ellis next for an update. But then we'll get back to your calls. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. It's 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. Don't take my word for it. See the incredible video testimonials at ReliefFactor.com from people like Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain, I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I am a believer 100%. That could be you. That should be you. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose except the pain? It just makes sense. Do it today. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Sebastian, well, listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you, Mr. President. Have you seen that amazing thread of tweets from somebody called Daryl Cooper? Of course, Shad knew who he was. That's why we call him the professor. It's an explication of what's happening to this country and why people are so angry. We'll discuss it later with our guests, Mark Morgan, Robbie Starbuck, and you, the most important part of this show. Before we go to our next guest, however, I need to know, are you ready? Do you have a plan B? You must. Look at the cyber attacks on our gas pipeline. You need to know that you can always feed your family if there's an attack on our food supply line. I'm ready because I have a plan. I've gone with the most successful, the best supplier of long-term emergency food. It's My Patriot Supply. Their food lasts for 25 years. They have 40,000 four- and five-star ratings. That's how good they are. I will always be able to feed my family because of the supplies I've ordered from My Patriot Supply. You should do the same. Don't be caught unprepared in a situation where you can't feed your loved ones. Get $50 off right now if you go to preparewithgorka.com. Do it today. Don't leave it another second. Don't go on without this capability to provide. That's preparewithgorka.com, preparewithgorka.com, My Patriot Supply. Wow, there's been a firestorm on the interwebs. and it involves one of our good friends, a freedom fighter par excellence, former attorney to the President of the United States. She is the chair of the Election Integrity Alliance, and she's with us now. Host of Just the Truth, Jenna Ellis, welcome back.
Good to be back, and it was great to fill in for you on Friday, and better, though, even when you're in the chair. I always appreciate
it. I think so. I think, you know, I like it when I'm in the show for my, you know, in the chair for my show, but you did a sterling job. I did get a little listen. I went on to the America First app while I was traveling, and you did a fabulous job. Jenna, what is going on with you, the GOP, and what's her full name? Oh, let me just remember. Rona Romney McDaniel.
Yes. So, I'm going to explain more tonight on my show, so everyone should tune in 6 p.m. Eastern on Real America's Voice, and we'll actually be exposing the text of these emails from the current, still, surprisingly, chief counsel to the RNC, Justin Reamer. Back in November of 2020, he sent these emails internally within the RNC. Someone sent them to me, and basically what they say is that he thought that the election integrity effort for President Trump back in November was a joke, that it had no chance of success. And he actually said that the RNC fundraises more when Democrats are in office anyway, so we need to just let this go. And of course, that is not what the RNC told to the general public. They were, we're 100% for President Trump. We need to fundraise. Over $200 million were fundraised with the RNC in the aftermath of the election integrity fight, while their internal counsel was actually sabotaging our efforts. And so Ronna McDaniel knew that all this was going on. She promised the president, Rudy Giuliani and me, I was there, I talked to her, that she would fire Justin Reamer over his, shall we say, unethical position. And that never happened. And now when this story is being brought to light because of Michael Wolff's new book, the RNC spokesperson said yesterday to Business Insider that the story was totally false. So they are now lying again. And the American people need to know that the RNC is not on President Trump's side. It's on the side of their own power. And that's so what my monologue is.
For those who don't follow you on Twitter, for those who, you know, haven't seen the context to all of this, so what we're talking about is the chair of the RNC, who is niece to Mitt Romney, Rona Romney McDaniel, is apparently lying about the efforts to shut down the investigation of last year's election and is protecting this person, Reamer, the RNC lawyer, who basically didn't want you or Giuliani or Kerik or anybody else to get to the bottom of last year's election. Is that a fair summary?
Absolutely. And it wasn't just Justin Reamer. It was actually a lot of the lawyers and people within the RNC. But we're specifically talking about Justin Reamer. Yes. And so Ronna knew that this was all going on. And then yesterday, when I called her out for it and said, why is the RNC saying this story is false? You know, it's true. You know, I have the receipts, the emails. Her response, Seb, was to simply block me on Twitter because she doesn't want to be confronted with the truth.
Rona, if you're listening, if somebody at the RNC is listening, I need to know why you're blocking President Trump's former attorney, chair of the Election Integrity Alliance. Do you not want election integrity? And are you or are you not telling the truth about what happened after the election and your attempt to shut down an investigation of that stolen election? Jenna, tell us as much as you can, because people need to watch, or just at least give us an indication. What are you going to cover tonight? What is your plan for tonight's Just the Truth?
Yes, so I am going to be talking about all of this. I will put out the text of the emails that were forwarded to me that were written by Justin Reamer so that everyone can see exactly what was going on in November 2020. And remember, this is while the RNC was claiming to support the election integrity efforts and was fundraising off of Donald Trump's name and off of what the legal team was doing. their own chief counsel was laughing at the efforts and saying that this is never going to work and it's a joke. So I'm going to call that out. Bernie Kerik, who was also there, is going to join me as my guest on Just the Truth. We are going to tell the truth of what's really going on in the RNC, and I'll also have a special announcement that no one is going to want to miss.
Did you hear that? She's going to have a special announcement. Well, I don't want to miss it. Follow her, Jenna Ellis, ESQ, on all the relevant platforms. The show is Just the News, Just the Truth. Jenna, you said something before we came on live on radio, and I'd like you, if you can remember or just paraphrase yourself, what is the relationship of the GOP to, oh, I don't know, the truth and to the future of President Trump?
Yeah, well, you know, we were talking earlier, Seb, about how the GOP doesn't care about the truth. They only care about their own power. They care about staying in power, and they care about fundraising in order to maintain their power. And so when the truth is on their side, great. When the truth isn't on their side, they manipulate the talking points. They'll backstab President Trump. They'll backstab whoever they need to, because the RNC is only concerned about their own political power. And that's something that they are intentionally lying to the American people when they're fundraising off of a political position and then they're not actually supporting it, or when they will undermine it when it only suits their position. And so someone in D.C. and Washington, and that someone has been Donald Trump, came to this city in order to expose all of the rhinos and in order to expose the deep swamp corruption. And that's something that I am very proud to have worked for Donald Trump, continue to support Donald Trump, because he stands for the truth. And every conservative and every American who's proud to be an American needs to stand for the truth. And we need to call out the RNC for their blatant lies.
There's a reason why the following phrase is trending. Hashtag Rona's got to go. She's Jenna Ellis. Watch her show tonight. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next here on America First.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
You know what it feels like? It feels like I have a national team. Why? Because I come back, I've been away, and you didn't forget me, guys. And the team ponies up. They go to the phones, they call the number, and it's the good guys. And it's such a good... Isn't that a good feeling, everybody? Just shout yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Eric, is that a good feeling?
Yes.
Jeff?
Sure.
Isn't that the most energized you've ever heard, Jeff? I think it is, because it touches him as well. Let's go to Brent in Los Angeles. Line three. Hello, Brent.
Welcome home, great Gorka.
It is so good to be back. This is my other home. This is. I was so excited to get back in the studio. In fact, don't tell anybody. I wasn't supposed to come back till tomorrow. I came back a little bit early. But that's okay. My wife gave me permission. Brent, how you doing?
I'm doing great. And you read exquisitely our divinely inspired Declaration of Independence.
Well, thank you. I mean, the fact is the Founding Fathers spoke real English like I do. So, I mean, you know, there's a certain built-in anachronism that works, I think.
And, you know, Frederick Douglass, in his transcendent speech, What to the Slave is the 4th of July, declared their ideas contain saving principles. And he implored America to, quote, stand by those principles, be true to them on all occasions, in all places, against all foes, and at whatever cost. And these principles apply today as precisely to emancipating the slaves of Cuba, China, Korea, and the Mexican cartel as America's slaves of days long gone.
Beautifully put, beautifully put. Let me ask you while we're on the topic, Brent, your reaction to this whole Juneteenth thing.
It's an absurdity. There's one Independence Day. It's the Independence Day of Americans, all Americans. We have no color here. We have principles.
But isn't it, and I think it's absurd, I agree that it shouldn't be called independence anything, but isn't it peculiar that we don't have a holiday to expressly celebrate emancipation? Isn't that a little weird?
I don't know. I mean, as a Jew, the emancipation we celebrate is Passover.
Yes.
And so these principles apply to all humanity. We can share them in common, but the motive behind Juneteenth is not a serious motive.
Wow. It's first day back, and he brings it as usual. The concept of emancipation shouldn't apply to just people of a certain skin color. If you live in our civilization, it applies to all of us. What a beautiful... Brent, you brought it. I'm going to have to write a fourth book now. That's it. So I can give you a book. Brent, God bless you. Thank you for calling. Let's go to Brooklyn. Judy, line five.
How do I follow Brent with that? Come on, Dr.
It's tough.
Burka.
I know, but come, you can bring it. Brooklyn can bring it. Come on.
All right. Well, I'm going to talk about something very simple. It's called anti-constitutional communist issues with regard to gun control. Our lovely Biden. And guess what? Our lovely
Did she
Eric
say lovely
Adams.
Biden? Lovely Biden.
Yeah. Lovely Biden. And our lovely Eric Adams, who thinks he's mayor already. He's going to talk to Biden about gun control. Can you imagine?
Who does Adams think? I've seen this in the last 24 hours. It's as if he's been anointed. What's going on?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, you know what's going on. The integrity. I wonder if the integrity of the election. I mean, come on. They're not even giving Curtis a chance. They're not even. It's crazy. But you know what? Let me tell you something, Dr. Gork and everyone else. The problem is not gun control. The problem is crime control.
Okay? Yes.
Where the Democrats with their ridiculous policies, those policies should be reversed. And let me give you two examples, like bail reform. Hello.
Yep.
Where these repeat criminals go run rampant and do everything, even murder, and it's fine, and they'll come back. They'll never come back. And then how about this defunding police stuff where the police are now personally liable to be sued legally against them? My goodness. You know, I want to tell you, Dr. Gorka, Switzerland. Switzerland has hardly any crime. Do you know why?
Because every grown man has an assault rifle in his house.
Legally. No, they're all in the army. They're all in the army, just like Israel.
Yep.
And there's no crime because they all have guns. And
you know what?
Have guns, that's the way you protect real crime.
Judy,
yes,
I'm gonna see your crime control, and I'm going to raise it. We don't need gun control. We don't need crime control. We need Democrat control. What do you think of that?
Yes, I love it. I love it. Diabolical Democrat control. How's that?
Well done. It's great to be back. Thank you, Judy. And another member of the team. We're going to hold him over till the next segment. Why? Because we have to earn a crust here. We have to pay the rent. He's Ray from Livermore. Don't go anywhere. Just hide out in that tall grass. Keep safe. Keep that OP going. And we'll entirely. Why? Because I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, broadcasting to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Vote Democrat. Don't be so bloody daft, man. I'd rather be dragged stark naked through a field of broken glass.
Chad, how many cuts have I used today?
Gosh, one? Maybe?
I feel so guilty. We're going to get to that. We'll have some cuts. We've got some doozies, thanks to Mr. G. But I said we'd go and talk to Ray. And that's what we're going to do in Livermore, line four. Hey, Ray.
Welcome home, Dr. G. It's great to have you back.
Thank you.
The fill-ins are great. They're all wonderful. And thank you for Andrew Klavan. Did a fantastic job. and all of that. Let's go straight to the business. Rolling Thunder, Dr. G. I like that.
I like that, too. My voice is a little bit out of practice, but I think we can get back to the Rolling Thunder soon enough.
But caller MJ seems to have set the tone today or the pace.
Yes.
And there's reason for what she says. And the caller in the show between shows made a point about some apologies aren't genuine. But what separates Christians, I think, from the rest of the world is give. In fact, that we will be forgiven to the same level that we give forgiveness unto others. And that's a very, very strong motivation to be forgiving. And grace and mercy, those are Christian traits. But the left has abandoned them completely. Those are now conservative traits because in the world, in the life of cancel culture, you cannot be forgiven. There is no grace. There is no forgiveness.
So true.
Once you've made a mistake, you cannot come back. And if J.D. Vance is genuine in his apology, welcome back. I didn't like Trump at first either. I didn't trust him. I thought he was in it for just another show, you know, just another TV show to him. But you know what? His deeds and his work showed me the man is genuine. You may not like his words. You may not like his golf swing, but he puts it on the green, brother. And that's it.
So, let's unpack this a little bit, because this is so crucial. And first things first, after the last 50 years, I get it. I get it, MJ. I get the leeriness that, you know, we've been burnt so often. We've trusted people to do what they say they're going to do, and they don't. That applies to anybody. You can only be finally judged by your actions and not just your words. So that applies to anybody, JD included. But at the end of the day, there's this far deeper issue that you raise when it comes to grace versus the cancel culture. And at what point do we say that it's good, and we reward people who say, I got it wrong, this is why I got it wrong, and this is why I've changed my mind. If you do that on the left, what happens? You are unpersoned. You are destroyed. You are crushed. There's no forgiveness. At least on our side, we should be able to evince a little bit of grace. And at the end of the day, he will be judged by what he does. But again, it's primary sources. People, you have to listen to what this man has said over time. And he didn't flick a switch 2 months ago. MJ, it's just not wrong. I've been following J.D. Vance since I was in the White House, since somebody called Steve Bannon said, you've got to read this book. And I read it. And as far as I'm concerned, it's an honest transition. And we shall see. But at the end of the day, I'm putting my money behind J.D. Vance. What is your reaction as a man who's worn the cloth of the Republic, who understands national security and geopolitics, the events happening just 70 miles off our southerly shores?
You know what my first reaction is? Bad timing. Just like when the Iranians had their green thing. It's bad timing because this should have happened under our last president, and they would have seen help. They would have had a chance. Under this president, I don't think they're going to have a chance any more than the Iranians missed their chance by their uprising during Obama. Oh, it's sad. Hopefully they're strong and they'll fight. Hopefully Cubans here can somehow fight with them, and I mean that just in, you know, I don't mean taking up arms necessarily.
No Bay of Pigs needed, right?
No, but what I mean is that they could use the income that this country has allowed them to help support their brothers in country in some way. And then we need to pray as Christians, because I believe in the power of prayer, and so let's pray for those folks for their freedom. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Dr. G.
Thank you, Ray. He always calls us from work. He's a busy man, and God bless you for being an example of the people who built this nation. Let me say one thing with regards to Cuba. That is, at the end of the day, look, the aphorism that apocryphally maybe was tied to Stalin about who cares about the Pope, how many tank divisions has he got, it stands. But what's fascinating about the last 48 hours that I don't think we have ever seen since the revolution in Cuba 70 years ago. We've never seen the police on the side of the demonstrators. And I'm not saying all of them, but there's been footage of some police officers peacefully supporting what the Cubans are doing. That's the beginning of the end, potentially, because unarmed civilians cannot change a regime. Whether it's Ceausescu in Romania, Christmas 1989, whether it's the Hungarian Revolution that brought 10 days of freedom to the benighted people of my parents' nation, at some point, the forces of the totalitarian state, at least elements of it, have to hive off and cleave to the revolutionaries. Members of the police, members, as happened with the Communist Army of Hungary, some of whom gave their weapons to the freedom fighters. That's when the beginning of the end is initiated for these regimes. And the longer they last, the more fragile they become. This is nothing to do with the coronavirus, nothing to do with vaccines. This is about the crushing of the human soul that occurs in every Marxist and communist state. Ray's right. Let's pray for the Cuban people that they can liberate themselves, because that's what we need. Every nation deserves the government that it allows for itself. And there are times, as we did here in the colonies, where we decided enough is enough and we take our future into our own hands. More of your calls here on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. But please tell me that you're calling us from a Patriot mobile phone, not a cell phone tied to one of those big cell phone providers that is not on your side. Go with America's only Christian conservative cell phone company with the broadest nationwide coverage and plans to fit any budget. They've proven they deserve your trust since they've donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to conservative causes you believe in, like the First and Second Amendments, veterans, and the sanctity of life. Move to Patriot Mobile today. You can keep your old number, switch today, and get 50% off your first 2 months or $100 off any phone in stock with a 1-year commitment. Plus free premier activation either way, on top of all the initial discounts too. Join Patriot Mobile by going to patriotmobile.com/GORKA or ring their US-based team on 972 Patriot. That's 972-728-7468, 972 Patriot, or just go to their website today. You won't regret it. PatriotMobile.com. Join the good guys. PatriotMobile.com/Gorka.
Very simple. If you support defunding the police, vote for the radical left Democrats. And you see what's happening to the cities where they defunded the police. There's never been anything like it. If you want more police and more cops on the streets, vote for America First Republicans. Or let's put it very simply, vote for MAGA. Make America great again. MAGA. MAGA, MAGA, MAGA.
Love it. Vote for MAGA. That was President Trump at CPAC this weekend. We've got more cuts for you, but let's go from the sublime to the ridiculous. Sean Penn, I think he's off his meds. Cut five!
Particularly during the testing period during the Trump administration, the maddening news, you know, it really felt like there was someone in a machine gun gunning down communities that were the most vulnerable from a turret at the White House.
I missed that footage. People getting machine gunned down from the White House. I guess he's a fan of Cuba, isn't he? Because he's a big fan of Venezuela, isn't Sean Penn? I wonder if he's made any comments about what's happening on the streets of Havana. I doubt it. Get back on your medicine. Let's stay on the topic of crime waves and voting MAGA. Neil in Georgia, line one. Welcome, Neil.
Dr. Gorka, welcome. Pleasant day to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. What brings you to our show today, Neil?
Well, I just listened to your recent call where the young lady talked about needing crime control and you raised her Democrat control. I'd like to see that and raise you Democrat gun control. I mean, work with the policies that you espouse.
Yes.
You want to vote Democrat. Why don't you hand in your guns and show that, you know, put your guns where your mouth is?
You mean the Democrats shouldn't have armed security? Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, no, I don't mean armed security. I mean your average Democrat, because listening to Mike Gallagher today with the Pew Research poll, which is an unbiased poll, of course, they show that people that identify as progressive or liberal are much more, have a much higher probability of later being diagnosed with mental illness. So, if you look at all your mass shootings and take them one by one, and you look at the people, let's say, physically responsible for those shootings, you'll find that most of them identify as liberals or progressives.
Yeah, no, this is so true. Actually, this morning, my good friend Chris Plant said on his show that, you know, the trouble is, if you want to stop gun crime in America, you've got to stop Democrats. Why? Look at Chicago. Chicago is a bloodbath every weekend. Last weekend, over 100 people shot. And I guarantee you, of the more than 100 shooters, not one. Let's give you one. Maybe one of them is a registered Republican. We don't need gun control in this country. We need Democrat control. Then we'd be safe. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Back on the Salem Radio Network across the nation. Live streaming on rumble.com/SebGorka. Back after these messages.